Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Mr. Number 801. Acceptable Prayer, Audio. Interaction between the human and the divine. The richest treasure in the sight of God is a humble, contrite heart. The power of the Lord is magnified when the human heart is tender, sensitive to another's woe, and pitiful for his suffering. Angels of God are ready to work with the human instrumentality in ministering to help souls. When the Holy Spirit works upon our minds and hearts, we shall not shun duty and responsibility, and like the priest and Levite, pass by on the other side, leaving the wounded, helpless soul to its misery. Let there be no departure from the example given us in the Word of Life. Charity and godliness are worthy of constant exercise. The ear of the Lord is open to the cry of every soul that is poor in spirit. Even before the prayer is offered, or the yearning of the soul made known, the Spirit of God goes forth to meet it. Never has there been a genuine desire, however weak, never a prayer lifted to God, however faltering, never a tear shed in contrition of soul, but grace from Christ has gone forth to meet the grace working upon the human heart. The prayer that God accepts, the Lord will do his part if the human agent will submit to the control of the Holy Spirit. If we consecrate to God body, soul, and spirit, he will do just as he said he will be found of all those who seek him diligently. With the presence and blessing of God, we shall certainly improve our talents. I sought to impress upon the young that God had made every provision, that they should individually be found in Christ, wanting in nothing. A stammering, humble prayer, if offered in faith, and an appeal made to the sinner, if full of love, if not positively and critically correct in language, if it carry with it the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is wholly acceptable to God. Individually we may, if we will, be a power for God, if our hearts are contrite, meek, and lowly. We cannot have light and truth to increase with us unless we let it shine. The Comforter sent in answer to the prayer of faith at all times and in all places, in all sorrows and in all affliction, when the outlook seems dark, and the future perplexing, and souls feel helpless and alone, these are the times when the Comforter will be sent in answer to the prayer of faith. There is no more encouraging promise than this. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14 verses 13 and 14.